I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. We'll get to our regular roundtable in just a few minutes, but first, do you think you live in a democracy? Author W.R. Wilkerson says, think again. In his new book, How Would You Vote If You Were Allowed To?, he points out that we live in a republic and argues that direct democracy is a better system.
A republic is a system by which we vote for representatives, and at that point, they do all the voting and the work for us. A democracy is the opposite, of which everybody votes on all of the issues. And we have examples of that, for instance, the country of Switzerland votes on all of the issues. It's not a new concept. I mean, it's been around, and democracy dates back to the Greeks, in fact, thousands of years ago.
You know, I've been to Switzerland, mm-hmm. and it's a very small nation compared mm-hmm. to the U.S. How many initiatives or how many acts of direct democracy do you think it would take to actually run this country? And, you know, some people can barely be tasked with voting for five or six candidates. Mm-hmm. If you had a ballot that dealt with sewage and water and schools and every single item by item, don't you think some people would just get fatigued?
Well, I think traditionally as Americans, we love to vote. And that was never truer because a few months ago, 68 million people voted for American Idol, more than any American president. And I think that since Americans have made up their minds on most of the issues anyhow, they would love to vote, but they can't at this point. I understand where you're coming from, but I don't think that voters would get fatigued. I also believe that in the voting system we have now, people have got to get into their cars, go to voting places. Sometimes the places are closed. Sometimes they have to wait for hours. And this all has to be done in a single day. So something has to be streamlined where it becomes more user-friendly. We're now in the 21st century. And, I mean, to me, it was very obvious. I mean, people picking up their phones and voting for a talent show, albeit, I mean, it's very different from politics. It showed me that the passion is there. People want to do this. They want to participate.
A lot of your book contains these scenarios on issues that you think could be voted on directly.
Mm-hmm. And it's one big voter ballot.
Yeah, exactly. And so that, you know, how would you see, for example, if we did move towards this kind of voting, who would write the ballots? Who would even push for this kind of reform to the political system?
Well, I mean, the citizens would push for it. First of all, I would rather live in a country where I know that everybody's vote counts. Everybody's vote is equal. You know, it's very interesting because when I started researching this book, I went back and I looked at all of our old precious documents, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and there's some beautiful stuff in there. And I came across a couple of quotes. The first one is that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government. And what that means is that if a certain type of government is no longer working for us, it is our duty, stated in the Declaration of Independence, to change it. In that same preamble, which is beautiful, I mean, Jefferson wrote it, some of the most splendid writing in the English language, he also says, all men are created equal. Now, if our votes don't count, if we're not all allowed to participate, it begs the question, are we all equal? Because our voting is our most precious commodity in this country.
W.R. Wilkerson, thank you.
Thank you so much.
W.R. Wilkerson III is author of How Would You Vote If You Were Allowed To?